Gail Starr is the clinical coordinator for SANE, a collaborative of medical professionals that helps victims of sexual assault. I asked her about the kinds of substances being used these days.
There are designer drugs. We have no idea how some of these come out. There's new stuff all the time. There are so many drugs that we, as nurses, we're not focused on exactly what drug. The law enforcement can worry about that. We take blood and urine to test. What we worry about are the effects and the symptoms that they're showing. If there's a loss of memory or a loss of consciousness, that's pretty much the hallmark for a drug-facilitated sexual assault.
I bring this up because I think people feel like, well, I'm at a restaurant or a bar and I feel safe. Is there concern that date rape drugs may still find their way into someone's drink?
The fact is it's very difficult to watch your drink. It's actually very easy to put something in somebody's drink without them being aware. The advice that we give is to have a wingman. It's easier to watch your friends than it is to watch your drink. I would hate to say to people not to enjoy themselves. I have heard that bartenders and staff at bars are actually keeping a closer eye on what's being put into their drinks. They're starting to keep an eye out for people who might be doing this, and that's absolutely wonderful news.
So I'm keeping an eye on my friends. We're all out. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that I should be looking for in terms of changes in behavior?
Well, somnolence, definitely. If somebody gets very sleepy, starts collapsing, starts vomiting, some of the drugs can cause incredible nausea. Or extreme behavior that you've never seen. Sometimes they'll be very excitable, yelling and screaming. But for the most part, most of the drugs are sedatives, and they'll start sleeping and falling on themselves. Don't let your friend go with somebody that you don't know that they know and are very comfortable with. And if it's somebody that they're interested in and said, hey, I kind of liked them, let them sober up and talk to them another day. You want people to be clear, be able to look you in the eye and communicate clearly before you watch your friend go get escorted out by anybody else.
Many victims of sexual assault are afraid to talk about it. Teresa D'Anza, executive director of SANE, says the best thing friends and family can do when someone comes forward is to start by believing. D'Anza says that's particularly important when you think about the effect date rape drugs have on memory.
Some drugs, that's what they're all about, is total amnesia. So as they try and put the pieces back together, they can't do it. And some memories may come back at different times. So maybe a day later, maybe a week later, they'll start to remember other things. And so that makes them not credible to people listening to their story, whether it's friends or it's law enforcement. And so really helping people to understand that that's normal when drugs have been used to facilitate the assault.
People who reach out to SANE are not required to interact with law enforcement or to press charges. They offer exams, evidence collection, and medication to rape victims to prevent pregnancy or infections. The services are free, and they're available 24 hours a day. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.